Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein turned himself into the New York Police Department today. He was then arrested on 3 felony charges for alleged rape and sexual abuse. Weinstein has posted a $1 million bail. He's also surrendered his passport. He's expected to enter a plea of not guilty. Weinstein's lawyer Ben Braffman spoke outside the courthouse earlier this morning and promised to fight the charges.
We believe that they are constitutionally flawed. We believe that they are not factually supported by the evidence, and we believe that at the end of the process, Mr. Weinstein will be exonerated.
Well, joining us now is Joel Rose, NPR National Desk correspondent. Hi there, Joel.
Hi.
So first of all, tell us more about what Harvey Weinstein has been charged with.
Well, there are 3 counts, as you say, 2 counts of rape and 1 count of criminal sexual assault. 2 women are involved here. Neither woman has been named in the charges, but one of them we believe to be former aspiring actress named Lucia Evans. She confirmed to The New Yorker that she is pressing charges against Weinstein. Evans alleges that Weinstein sexually assaulted her in his office in Manhattan in 2004 when she says he forced her to perform oral sex on him. That's one charge of criminal sexual activity. There are also the 2 rape charges, but the woman involved in those counts is not named in the charging documents, and so for now we don't know who she is.
Okay, so then we haven't heard anything specifically from the women themselves because we can't confirm who they are. Okay, now so the allegations though against Weinstein, these were the pair of reports from the New Yorker and the New York Times in October of 2017 that really supercharged the Me Too movement. That again, it was October 2017. The Weinstein Company thereafter declared bankruptcy earlier this year, but here we are in May. Why so long for the criminal charges?
That is a very good question. We know that the New York Police Department has been investigating allegations against Weinstein for a long time, that they even had him under surveillance at one point in 2015 with the help of another aspiring actress, a woman named Ambra Batilana Gutierrez. And Weinstein actually admits on tape to groping her. But the Manhattan district attorney declined to bring charges in that case.
Right. And we didn't know that that tape exists until it was published as part of The New Yorker's reporting on this.
That's right.
And so, speaking to that point, Manhattan district attorney Cyrus Vance has really been criticized for declining to prosecute. Again, Weinstein back in 2015. Has Vance said any more about this now that we have these new charges?
His office put out a statement today saying that they're a long investigation that led to these charges. It's complicated, though, to explain why this took so long. I mean, it seemed like there was that tension between NYPD investigators who thought that they'd really built the solid case against Weinstein and then the district attorney's office who said there was not enough there to prosecute. There has been some speculation, and this is, nothing that Cy Vance himself has said, but there's been speculation that Vance is gun-shy about this Weinstein case because of another high-profile sexual assault case that his office did decide to prosecute back in 2011. You may remember that one against Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the former head of the International Monetary Fund. That case fell apart over concerns in part about the credibility of the accuser. And it was a very big black eye at the time for Cy Vance, the district attorney, and the theory is that perhaps he was reluctant to bring charges in the Weinstein matter unless he was really sure he could get a conviction. And I'm sure the pressure has been mounting since these allegations against Weinstein became public last year to finally bring these charges.
Right. And I mean, to that point, these charges now, as you said earlier, relate to 2 women, but dozens and dozens of accusers have come forward, or at least been sources in reporting since then. Are more cases likely to be opened up through the Manhattan District Attorney's Office against Weinstein?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily expect more from the Manhattan DA, but there are other open investigations against Weinstein in other jurisdictions in Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, London, and also we understand a federal investigation in New York. In the Southern District of New York that could result in charges. So I'd say more charges are very possible. I wouldn't, though, necessarily expect them to come in Manhattan from the DA here.
Well, that's NPR's National Desk correspondent, Joel Rose. Joel, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.